भगवान वापि विश्वात्मा अनम्मा भयंकरः विवेशंश भगेन अनाकदुन्दुभय। भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड अपि ऑल्सो विश्वात्मा द सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज भक्तानाम ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज अभयं करः ऑलवेज किलिंग द कॉजेस ऑफ फियर Avivesham entered Amshabhagyanam with all of his potential opulences. Shadaishvarya Purna Manaham in the mind Anakadundubehe of Vasudeva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul of all living entities and who vanquishes all the fear of His devotees, entered the mind of Vasudeva in full opulence. Purport. The word Vishvatma refers to one who is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridesh arjuna tishtati. Another meaning of Vishvatma is the only lovable object for everyone. Because of forgetfulness of this object, people are suffering in this material world. But if one fortunately revives his old consciousness of loving Krishna and connects with Vishvatma, one becomes perfect. The Lord is described in the third canto as follows. Paravareshom ahad amsha yukto hyajopi jato bhagavan. Although unborn, the Lord, the master of everything, appears like a born child by entering the mind of a devotee. The Lord is already there within the mind, and consequently, it is not astonishing for him to appear as if born from a devotee's body. The word avivesha signifies that the Lord appeared within the mind of Vasudeva. There was no need for a discharge of semen. That is the opinion of Shripada Shankara, Shripada Sridhar Swami, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In the Vaishnava Toshani, Srila Sanatana Goswami says that consciousness was awakened within the mind of Vasudeva. Srila Viraragava Acharya also says that Vasudeva was one of the demigods and that within his mind the Supreme Personality of God had appeared as an awakening of consciousness. So here we have something which seems quite unusual. We have Krishna's appearance, which we should already know by now that it's not a ordinary personality. And there's a difference between how people usually appear in this world and how Krishna appears in this world. It's quite not the same. And there's also a difference between how we might think things should be and how things are. In the text yesterday, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse which says that what is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-control, and the time of awakening for the all beings is night for the introspective stage. So we might see things differently from what how they are. What normal people see is completely different from what the self-realized people see. with our Srila Prabhupada says, with our tiny brains, we might perceive reality in a certain way, and actually things might be different, completely different. In the verse before, Devaki seemed to have a miscarriage. That's what Kamsa saw, and that's what many people saw. Like, oh, this some problem. But actually, what was happening was completely different, and Balaram was moved to the womb of Rohini. And also in the text today, something unusual happens. You know, like Krishna is born from a father and mother. Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality and who is unborn, is born from a father and mother. And this also, this is happening without normal procreation. This is something very difficult to conceive for normal people. I could imagine going to in Sankirtan and meeting this Bosnian, and like nothing wrong with the Bosnian people, but they usually have this jolly mood. They are like, which they are nice actually, but not so philosophically inclined. So I can imagine telling them that, oh, actually Krishna came and from the, he was coming into the mind of Vasudev, and then from there into the heart, and then like they will be looking like, yeah right, whatever. I mean, probably if I would tell this from to people in coming from the Netherlands, they would be more appreciative. They would be like, oh, this good sounds like good stuff. Just tell me what you're taking. I want some of that also. So anyway, there's some things which are quite unusual happening in the Bhagavatam. That's why this part is in the 10th canto, because by now we should have understood that actually Krishna is God, and many things can unusual can happen. And also before, there's many unusual things happening in Bhagavatam. There's this atomic weapon which is shot at Maharaj Parikshit in the womb of his mother, and Krishna comes there and protects his, the womb. So like, oh, far out. there's many interesting things happening in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, as His Holiness Prahladananda Swami said before, we should approach this Shastra with faith, thinking that Krishna might be God, and this might be true. How about if that's true? If Krishna is all powerful, he can do anything. You know, like that's the definition of all powerful. He's in control of the material energies. He's in control of all the energies. He's absolute, so he can do anything. You know, like there are some rules, of course, in this material world, but he's in charge. You know, like he's pushing the button, so he can do anything. He can bend the rules if he wants, you know. Like, so there's from some perspective there's no problem. There's this story about the importance of faith. Apparently, Srila Prabhupada is telling this story. There is Narada Muni. He's traveling around, like what he's always doing, and he meets this cobbler. Cobbler is a shoemaker. And he tells him, oh, I'm going to meet Lord Narayan. And this cobbler, very, oh, you're going to meet Lord Narayan, very, very humbly, he's asking, oh, can you ask the Lord when I will return back to Godhead, you know, like, if possible. So then Narada Muni, they talk something else, and then Narada Muni said, okay, no problem, I will ask the Lord when I meet him. And then meets this Brahmana, very paka brahmana, everything on track, everything organized, everything on time, everything. A bit proud also. So he asks Narada Muni, like, what you're doing? Oh, I'm going to see Lord Narayana. Okay. Can you ask him when I'm going back to God? I mean, it's obvious that at the end of this lifetime I will go, but just ask him, you know, like, just as a matter of formality. Narada Muni said, okay, I will ask for you, no problem. So then Narada Muni goes and sees Lord Narayana, and he asks him about the cobbler. This low class, not a very high class profession, not very learned, not very shastric, probably. So he asks, when will he return back to God? Oh, at the end of this life he will return, no problem. Like, oh, Lord Narayan is in a good mood. he's very tolerant, very, very nice. Okay, good. And then he asks, what about this Brahmana? Oh, this Brahmana, I have no idea when he will return. We don't know, because there will be some time until he still needs some time to. And then Narada Muni is quite surprised and is like, what? You know, like, okay, but don't worry, you will understand. And just go and tell them you met me, tell them what I said, and also tell them that I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. So he goes, Narada Muni goes, and he meets this Brahmana, and the Brahmana says, oh, so you met Lord Narayana? Yes, I met Lord Narayana. Okay, and what was he doing? Oh, he was just threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Ah, come on, man. You're just pulling jokes on me. You're just cheating me here. You didn't go and see Lord Narayan. Just go. So Narada Muni just goes away. He doesn't even tell him. And then he meets the cobbler. The cobbler says, oh, so you met Lord Narayan? Yes, I met him. So, what was he doing? Well, he was threading this elephant through the eye of a needle. So, like, oh, really? Oh, that's so amazing. My Lord is so amazing. He said, yeah, do you believe this? Yeah, of course I believe this. How come you believe this? I said, oh, look, this big banyan tree. You know, the Lord can put all this tree in a small seed. Like this. So if he can do that, he can thread also an elephant through the eye of a needle. I mean, why not? What's the difficulty? So then Narada Muni said, oh, okay. So this cobbler has faith, but it's not just faith. It's also, there's some logic behind. He understands, oh, the Lord has done this. Why not? He can do anything. You know, like. So the cobbler has this necessary qualification that he approaches Krishna with some faith that, oh, Krishna might be God, at least. So he can do anything. So if he can do anything, why not? If he can appear in the mind of Vasudeva, he can appear there in the heart of Devaki. We'll see in the next days what the exact process for appearing is. But we shouldn't be thinking, oh, this is strange, this is unusual. Yeah, it's, many things are unusual for us. So Krishna can do anything. That's the important conclusion for here. And also it's very important to understand the position of the Shastras. In the introduction to Shish Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada has an extensive discussion about the Vedas. He explains there about the four defects of a normal human being. Being that we make mistakes, we are in illusion, we have the tendency to cheat, and we have limited senses. We have imperfect senses. That's quite clear for everyone. So, Srila Prabhupada explains there, gives examples for all this. And so if we have this, all these limitations, we can understand that everything, all our conclusions are intrinsically flawed. They might be right, but you cannot really count on them. And then Srila Prabhupada explains there's three sources, three ways to acquire knowledge, more or less, majors. First is using the senses. Yeah, I use my senses, I see, so I can acquire. And these senses can trick us in so many ways. Like the internet is full of these optical illusions. You see two lines, and then you're like, they put something else there, and then they're asking, are these lines parallel? I said, no way, they seem like this, you know, for us. And then they take all the other things, and they're like, look, they're perfectly parallel lines. Same with colors, you know, like you see there's this color, and then they put something in between, and then it's like, is it the same color? No way, this one is a lot darker than this one. This is more bluish and so on. And then they take out these things and like, it's exactly the same color. So our senses, our ability to see is many times, you know, like we see something and it's completely something else. This is very, very simple examples. In the night we turn off the light, we don't see anything. It's finished. Our ability to see is... So we have imperfect senses. So this first way to acquire knowledge is called pratyaksha, is by using the senses. And next way to acquire knowledge is by using our intelligence somehow, our intellectual propensity. We suppose we have some inputs. Usually we have some inputs. And then by using our logic, we come to a certain conclusion. And of course, our intelligence is also quite limited. So this is called anumana. So, and the third one is called shabda. It's coming from from the spiritual world, like spiritual sound. This is the Vedas are including this. So this shabda is not affected by these imperfections that we have. So sometimes they call it the ascending method. Ascending means we are trying to figure it out by our own capabilities, and descending method means that we receive the knowledge from someone who knows already. And people usually they say that, oh, I don't listen to anyone. Nobody tells me what to do. I'm independent. But actually, people use this descending method all the time. All the time. Sometimes we do some sort of workshop where we discuss this, and I ask them the question like, what is the temperature in the middle of the sun planet? So something that it's quite obvious that they cannot figure it out. You know, like, so nobody even tries, you know, like, because with your senses you'll see like, it must be hot. But you cannot. And then with using your intelligence, you say, well, here it's 30 degrees, and probably there it's a bit warmer, but you have no idea, absolutely no idea. So people usually, first thing they do when they hear this question, they just Google it, and they find Wikipedia, And then on Wikipedia they get a number. There's like, oh, 1,200,000. I don't know. I didn't check the number. So, but then it's written also estimated. Which means this estimation, I mean, everything is estimated, actually. But this estimation means that actually we don't know. We have a model, we have some suppositions, we are using our imperfect senses, we are using our imperfect intelligence, and we come with a proposition. Yeah, well, maybe it's like this. But we don't know, you know. And that's the position of all these scientific theories. Because they are all using the same methodology. They are using imperfect senses, and they are using imperfect intelligence of the scientists, of the so-called scientists. So that's why all the scientific knowledge we get is somehow imperfect. That's why all this scientific knowledge is changing. Every 10 years they come. Oh, this is the new theory. The old theory is wrong. It's completely wrong. But this one is for sure. You know, just count on it. 100% sure. And then after 5 years, someone comes and says, no. But you missed this part. Oh, no. It's not like that. So, this scientific methodology is intrinsically, there's limitations. It's not that we should always discard this scientific results, but we should always take them with a grain of salt. Srila Prabhupada says like this, that you take them with a grain of salt. It might be true. There might be something there. But, yeah, it's not perfect. And if they contradict the Shastra, then they are wrong. Typical example, Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the West, he heard of this Darwin theory. And at that point, from scientific, nowadays many people say, "Oh, actually, there's this Darwin theory is not correct. There's so many scientific proofs that show that it's the other way around, and so on." There's a lot more information, but at that point, Srila Prabhupada didn't have any. Nobody would say anything about Darwin. Darwin was the status quo. That's the official theory. Everything is like this. It's truth. So Srila Prabhupada said, heard about it, and the first thing Srila Prabhupada said, this is wrong. Which was quite controversial at that point, you know, even now it's controversial, but at that point it was a lot more controversial. And that's, why is it wrong? Because Krishna and Shukadev Goswami say differently. Because Shastra say differently. And then, after some time, you know, Srila Prabhupada was this person who had such faith in the Shastra, that Shastras, if it's in the Shastra, then it's true. If Shastra say that the spirit, soul, and matter are different, and you cannot make life out of matter, then it must be true. And that was the obvious, always the challenge Srila Prabhupada. Okay, you're saying life comes from matter, prove it. Show a proof. We give you matter, you have big lab, you are a big scientist, and you make something alive. A blade of grass, a chicken, something, whatever. You decide. But something alive out of matter. You make it. And then we believe you. Then we can talk. Before, so that's the open challenge. It was there in the 70s, it's still there. The scientists didn't manage to make something alive out of matter. So yeah, that's just an example that when we are talking about some scientific methods,
we should remember.
We should always remember that they are intrinsically limited. They might be there, but they might be also wrong. You don't know. And you should also remember that the Shastra is always right. It's not something that we should, accept fanatically, but we should accept, oh, look, like this cobbler. This cobbler said, oh, I have this proof. These things in the Shastra are right. These things in the Shastra are right. So probably also the others are right. It's just, me due to my limited intelligence, I cannot understand it yet. So why this is very important is that sometimes when we come to Krishna consciousness, we have some influences from before, sometimes from some devotees who are maybe preaching a mix of Krishna consciousness and something else. You know, like you do some outreach programs, you do a bit of yoga, and a bit of, you tell them something about Krishna, and a bit of that, you know, like. So we should always understand what's what, which knowledge is Shastric and which knowledge is not Shastric. It's very, very simple. And then we should be very careful about the knowledge which is not Shastric, because otherwise we are very diluting our Krishna consciousness. We're doing a mix of Krishna consciousness and something else. We're putting a bit of milk of water in the milk. And then initially it becomes milk with a bit of water, and then after sometimes it becomes water with a bit of milk. So that's the tendency. That's more or less the idea. The tendency is always there to put also something else. And these things might be useful, but we should be very careful with them and understand what is Shastra and what is not Shastra. What is Krishna consciousness, what is something else that we use, you know, like we can use many things, you know, but we should understand what's coming from Krishna consciousness and not. We should know what's Shastra and what Shastra wants, and then we should apply this, because this is not armchair philosophy. This is not, if Shastra says some things which are controversial, we should still apply it in our lives, and then if we apply it, we get the more of a realization to understand that, oh, this is actually true. This I didn't believe it, but it's true. So, yeah. Okay. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, I'm reading now Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in many places Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says this same thing. He says, please hear the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Do not argue, for arguments will produce a contrary result. So he's just making the same point again and again. Just maybe you don't understand, maybe it's something that sounds strange, but just listen with faith. Okay. I will stop here. If there's some questions, concerns, comments. Okay. Grantra Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.